For today, being that it's already Chanukah, we're already in the middle of Chanukah, I would like to discuss with you some thoughts about Chanukah, some machshava, drush, whatever you would like to call it. Now, there's an idea which I came across, which I found very interesting. Most of it appears in one of my favorite svarim, as you all know, Shvilei Pinchas, from our Pinchas Friedman. And he presents there an idea, and I want to present to you some of the yesodos that he discusses, and build upon it a little bit. There's just one point I want to bring out, which I think is definitely new to me. I'm curious how you would react to such an idea. Now, the idea begins with his foundation. We know that we have Chanukah always falls out during the time of Parshas Miketz and Parshas Vayigash. In Parshas Miketz, Yosef is taken down to Mitzrayim. He serves in the home of Potiphar. He has the son of Ashes Potiphar. He's thrown into a dungeon, so on and so forth. That was really last week's parasha, Parsha Yeshev. And then he interprets the dreams of Paro. He's released from the prison. He serves Paro. He becomes the Mishnah Lamelech. And then suddenly his brothers come down to buy food. There's no food in Canaan. And one thing leads to another. And he demands that Binyamin come down to Egypt. This was the demand. Okay? The brothers come down. And they steal his goblet, and he demands. One thing leads to another. They steal the goblet, and he demands, the only way I'll allow you to return back home to your father is if you bring down your brother Binyamin. Binyamin comes, and Yosef sees Binyamin. Vayisoena vayares Binyamin ochev. Ah. He sees Binyamin. Ben Imoy, Vayomer Hazeh Achichem HaKotona Shamartem Eloi. Is this your brother? Is this the Binyamin that you've been talking about? You told him that you have another brother at home that your father does not allow to go down. Vayomer, this is Binyamin. Elokiv Yochmecha Bini. Okay? Vayomer HaYosef Ki Nichmiru Rachamov. And they make a party. And Yosef when they prepare the party, looking for a pasuk. Okay. Vayeshu lefanav habuchar kivchoy rasov yatzor kitz irasov vayismuhu ha-hanashim ishtoreyu vayisa masos me'espanav alehem vaterev masas binyamin mimasos kulam chomesh yodos. They come to the meal, everyone has a portion, but the portion of Yosef is five times more, the portion of Binyamin is five times more the portion of the other brothers. Vayishtu, vayishkiru, ima. Okay, fine. Five times. So there's a very popular Kedusha Slevi. It's new to me, I've saw this in Shvili Pinchas, and he explains, why did Yosef present Yosef, Binyamin, with five extra portions? Chomesh yados. And the answer he gives is, it's alluding to the miracle of Chanukah. What happened in the miracle of Chanukah besides the nes of the Shenen? We say in the Al Hanisim, V'atob rachamecho rabim, amartelchem b'yeser osam, rafta eshrivim danta estinim, lekamta estigmosam, mosarto giboirim biyad. The gibor were given biyad chaloshim. V'rabim biyad ma'atim. Utmeim biyad tohoirim. Urshon biyad tzadikim. V'zeidim biyad oiske sarasecha. Hafle v'fela. Five different groups were given biyad. Yosef hinted to Binyamin that there will be a miracle called Chanukah. And in this miracle of Chanukah, there are going to be five groups of people that will be delivered into another five, biyat. Memela, that's why it says in the pasuk that Terev Masas Binyamin Mimasos Kulam Chomesh Yodos. Five yodos, five times yad. Why Dafka bin Yamin? Also, why bin Yamin? Because Chanukah is unique among all of the miracles that Chanukah took place in the Beis HaMikdash. The miracle of Chanukah took place in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash. The climax was the Shemen, and the Shemen alluded to what was taking place in the battlefield, and the Mikdash, the Heichal, is in the Chelek of Binyamin. That in your Chelek, there will be this great miracle of the Neis Chanukah, which captures the essence of the Mulchama, which is the five Yodos, Gibor Ben Chalosh, Rabbi Yad Miatim, Betrem Biat Ha'olim, Shem Biat Ha'olim, Muzer Biat Oizkei Sarasecha. Okay, very, very nice. This is what is alluded to in this week's parsha. Now let's go forward. Let's go to the next week's parsha. Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash. Ani Yosef. Ha'irav Yichoy. Is my father still alive? And they say, yes, he's alive. And he kisses his brothers. They all fall upon him and they cry. And then he cries with Binyamin. And what does he do? He presents them with gifts. And he gives Binyamin an extra special gift. Chomesh chalifos simolos. Five changes of clothing. All the Farshim asked, how could he give him five changes of clothing? This exactly was the same sin that Yaakov Avinu was guilty of in favoring Yosef by giving him the kosnos pasim. That's a discussion of itself. But the point is, it says in the pasuk clearly that Yosef gave Binyamin five changes of clothing. This is already a Gemara. Gemara Masechta Megillah. Why did Yosef give Binyamin five changes of clothing? No Midrashim. This Talmud. To allude to the miracle of Purim. And who would come from Binyamin? Mordechai. Who is Mordechai? Ish Yemini. A man from Shevet Binyamin. He was also Shevet Yehuda, a combination of both. But that's another story. But Ish Yemini from Shevet Binyamin. And Mordechai Yotza. Belefnei Hamelech, Belevush Malchus. What is Belevush Malchus? Five types of clothing: Techeles, Vachor, Viateres Zohav Gedoyla, Vesachrich Boots, Viargamon. Five changes of clothing. Yosef hinted to Binyamin there will be a miracle one day, the miracle of Purim, and five change of clothing. Amazing. So we have here in these two parashios, the parasha of Miketz, the parasha of Vayigash, two parashios which surround, they don't always fall out together, we don't always have two Shabbosos of Chanukah, but these two parashios are definitely within range, the vicinity of Chanukah, and we have here the hint to the two miracles of Chanukah and Purim. Okay, very interesting. Now let's even go a step back. This is just a little bit of foundation, just a little general information, which is not necessarily related to the point I want to make, but it's still important to go over. Why indeed did Yaakov favor Yosef? How exactly did Yaakov favor Yosef? So it says, we know he gave him the Kesonis Pasim, but the Kesonis Pasim really represents the fact that Yaakov gave Yosef Kiven Zikunim Hulo. He gave him over all of the teachings that he acquired in the Beis Medrash of shame Vo'ever. Yaakov studied for 14 years in the two Batei Midrashos of shame Vo'ever. Everything that he learned, he gave over to his son Yosef. He did not give over these secrets, this chokhmah, to the other children. Why? What is it?
He went to Mitzrayim, just like he went.
So we have to say, why is that so? Furthermore, what happened with Yosef? Yosef, when he meets Binyamin, he's favoring Binyamin. Now, obviously, the reason why Yosef is favoring Binyamin, and the reason why Yaakov is favoring Yosef, is because they are children of Rachel. We have the Benos Leah and the Benos Rachel. What exactly is the difference between the Benos Rachel and the Benos Leah? That's one question we have to put out there. Another issue we have to bring forward is, what exactly is the difference between shame and aver? You know, it's like you go to two different yeshivas. People ask you, you learned in Navardik and you learned in Slobodka. Tell me the difference between Navardik and Slobodka. Well, in Slobodka, they emphasize the godless Adam. Man is great. You have to dress like a king. You have to tilt your hat the right way and make sure your shirts tsar, have a nice pinstripe. You have to appreciate the gadlus adam. In Avardik, they emphasize the shiflus adam. Man is a piece of garbage. You're nothing. You're nothing. In Avardik, they would teach the Talmidim that you should go into the supermarket. You go into the supermarket and ask them to buy lumber. You go to the grocery store. Can I please have a 2x4? And they look at you, you idiot. We don't sell in the grocery store lumber. What are you asking? They would tell them, do this on purpose. So you should get insulted. And you should train yourself to realize that that all of the insults that they throw upon you are true. And then when you finish, then you should go to the lumber store and ask them for some milk, some cheese, and some bread. And see what they say to you in the lumber store. Can I please have a loaf of bread? And listen very carefully what they have to say to you. And take it to heart. That was the Mahalich in Narvardik. There's a difference between Slobodka and Narvardik. Derech Agav, all of the yeshivas that have been built in America are all from Talmidim of Slobodka. That there's a Hashkacha Pratis. That America has been rebuilt. Every single one of the major yeshivas, go down the line, whether it's Telz, Mir Yeshiva, Chaim Berlin, go through all the major yeshivas, all Tarvidas, all of the major yeshivas were established by Talmidim of Slobodka. That's just a Hashkacha Pratis. Why was it like that? That's another story. But there's a difference between Slobodka and Narvardik. Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years learning, 7 years, well, we don't know exactly the number of years, but it was the number, the different midrashim, the different Rashis, different Girsos in Rashi, where Rashi says, sometimes he says shame v'ever, sometimes he just says shame. Okay, that's another story, but basically we do know for a fact that Yaakov did study in two batei midrashos of shame and ever. What is the difference between the Beis Medrash of shame and the Beis Medrash of ever? So Rav Friedman explains, and not only him, there are others that say the same idea. Rav Avraham Shur also discussed this, is that shame was a survivor of the Mabul. Shame was the son of Noach, Shame Ham and Yofes, and Shame lived through the Dor HaMabul. He lived in the Teva, he survived. Aver was a survivor of the Dor HaFlog. What is the fundamental difference between the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga? The Dor HaMabul was Ki Hishkis Kol Bosor Dargoy Al HaOretz. The Chet was man against man. Ki Molo HaOretz Chomos. Violence. There was a breakdown of morals in society, of man against man. It was a rebellion. There was a lack of achdus. There was corruption. Man against man. Bin Adam Lachavero. The Dor HaFloga, there was achdus. Everyone was together. They were unified. Their goal was to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was man against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shame was a survivor of the Dor HaMabul. What did he do? What do you do when you are a survivor? You rebuild. You rebuild upon the mistakes of your predecessors, of your past. If the chait of the Dor HaMabul was Bin Adam L'Chavero, you can be certain that the entire avoda of the yeshiva, of the Beis Medrash Shel Shem, was to work on Torah Bin Adam L'Chavero. Look at the Torah through the prism of Bin Adam L'Chavero. What was Aver's tafkid? To rebuild, to correct the pagam in Bin Adam Lamakom. Look at the Torah, look at serving Kadosh Baruch Hu through the prism of Bin Adam Lamakom, between man and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu was Shalem, because Yaakov Avinu spent his whole life studying in both the Beis Medrash of Shem and the Beis Medrash of Eder. He perfected Bin Adam Lachaveroi, Bin Adam Lamakom. Who did he give this koyach to? He gave this koyach down to Yosef. Why? Because when you learn in Beis Medrash, this is already Rav Friedman speaking, represents, what do you need to go to a Rebbe? Why couldn't Yaakov Avinu, he didn't have a Rebbe. Avraham Avinu, he looked at the world, and he was able to understand the Torah through the Bria. Yeah, Avraham Avinu was such a great Madrega. When he looked at the Bria, he saw the sunrise, the sunset, he right away understood what the Torah was all about. He was able to figure it out on his own. Why did he need a Rebbe? The answer is, Yaakov Avinu was Begeder Tersha Bichsav. When you go to a Rebbe, and the Rebbe teaches you, he hands down traditions. It's in the category, the concept of Torah Shebal Peh, tradition. Torah Shebal Peh. Yaakov Avinu, when he started in the Beis Medrash Hashem V'Ever, he was focusing on Torah Ben Adam L'Chaveroi and Ben Adam L'Makom in the prism of Torah Shebaal Peh. From all of Yaakov's children, the one that he felt was most mesugal to be part of the transition, the Messiah of Torah Shebaal Peh, was Yosef. And to Yosef he gave over what he learned in the Beis Midrash of Shem V'Yever, not to the other children. Why? Because the other children were children from Leah. And Leah represents the concept of Torah Shebichsav. Rachel represents the concept of Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, let's go a step further, and we'll come to a close soon. Look at the holidays of the year. We have biblical holidays and we have rabbinic holidays. What are the biblical holidays? Pretty much the Shalosh Regalim, right? And then we have also Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to add to that. We have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and in the middle we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What in the cycle of the Moadim? What are we accomplishing with Rosh Mitzrayim? Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Let's break down Yitzias Mitzrayim and Shavuos into one holiday, because the two are connected through Sfiras Omer. By counting the Omer, we bridge Bavur Tavdimus Elokim Bahor Hazeh by the Tafkid of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to come to Matan Torah. These two holidays together represent Adam Lamakim, man and Hashem. Hashem has taken us out of Mitzrayim, has shown that He is the Creator, He is the one God, and we are His one nation, and has given us the Torah, which begins with the words, Onoichi Hashem Eloikecha Asher Hoitzesicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the holidays of Pesach and Shavuos, have shown us that He is our God, we are His nation, and the Torah is the tool which we can relate to Him. It represents Adam Lamakim, but an Adam Lamakim that is Begeder Torah Shebich Saf. It's all tangible. It's all in writing. Luchos. It's all here. It's a reality. We left Egypt. We're in Eretz Yisrael. We have a Torah to study. Adam Lamakim. What is Sukkot? Sukkot represents the concept of Adam Lachavero. Kol Ezrach v'Yisrael Yeshu v'Sukkot. Kol Yisrael ru'uyim leishev b'Sukkachas. The whole idea of Sukkot is the entire Klal Yisrael can come together in one Sukkot. Sukkot represents Achdus. The whole Klal Yisrael sits together b'Sukkachas. What do we have? The Dalet Minim? Dalet Minim represents the four different types of Jews. A Jew with Torah mitzvos, Torah no mitzvos, no Torah, nothing. They're all joined together. The whole theme of Sukkot is Achdus. Klal Yisrael has to come together in one Sukkah, the Sukkah Shel Aviyasan. The whole Klal Yisrael is there and united. The Dalet Minim, we take all the different types of Jews, we bond them together. So we have over here the biblical holidays. The biblical holidays are Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, which really capture the idea of Adam LaMokoim and Adam LaChavero. But this is recorded in the Torah. It's a very vague concepts, but it's Adam LaMokoim, Adam LaChavero, Begeder Torah Shebichsav. Now, come to Chanukah and Purim. What is the most fundamental difference between Chanukah and Purim? Chanukah is a Yom Tov bin Adam LaMokoim. Why did we suffer at the hands of the Yevanim? So Chazal tell us, very clear, Mibnation is Rashel Bo'avoda. They became lazy in serving Hashem, in the service of the Beis HaMikdash. Our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was less than perfect. We were lazy, Nishrashel. Through the miracle of Chanukah, through all of the events of the Chanukah miracle, we renewed ourselves in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, Be'etzem, is a Yom Tov bin Adam LaMokoyim. Purim, Lech Kinois Es Kol HaYehudim. How do we celebrate Purim? Mishloch Monos, Ish Lireyehu, Achdus. Yeshno, what did Haman say? What did Haman say to Achashverosh? Yeshno, am mefuzor umefudod bein ho'anim. There's no achdus among them. There's no achdus among them. It'll be very easy to wipe them out. The mefuzor umefudod. The tafkid is Leich Kinos es Kol HaYehudim. Bimachazek in Achdus. How do we celebrate? Mishloch Monos Ish L'Reyeh. So look at that. These two holidays, though, are rabbinic holidays. They're not in the Torah. They're holidays that have been instituted by the Rabbanon. Anything that comes from the Rabbanon is Begeder Torah Shabbal Peh. So look what we have over here. We have over here all of the holidays, the big picture. The biblical holidays and the rabbinic holidays. The biblical holidays can be broken down into two groups. Adam L'Chaveroi, Adam L'Makom. The rabbinic holidays can be broken down into two groups. Adam L'Chaveroi, Adam L'Makom. What then is the difference between these two holidays? The biblical holidays are Begeder Torah Shebichsaf. It's something which comes straight from God to Klal Yisrael. It's in the Torah. Whatever that means. So that's not the point we want to go into. The other holidays of Chanukah and Purim, it's a pattern, it's a parallel, but it's from a different perspective, from the perspective of Torah Shebal Peh. They parallel each other. It's Ben Adam Chaver, Ben Adam Lamakim, Rabbinic. Why? Because in Rabbinic, it's from the Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. Where do all the biblical holidays? Those are in the domain of Bnei Leah. The rabbinic holidays of Chanukah and Purim are in the domain of Bnei Rachel. That's why, and where does Yaakov Avinu get them from? Yaakov Avinu got it from Shem the Aver. Shem is Adam L'Chaveroi. Aver is Adam L'Makom. He gave this to Yosef, and Yosef in turn gave these over. It's trickling down to Binyamin. Look! Chomesh Yodos is Chanukah. Chomesh Chalifos Simolos is Purim. Trickle down effect. So we have over here Shem V'Aver giving over B'Misoira Tar Shabal Peh to Yaakov. Yaakov giving it over B'Misoira to Yosef. Yosef giving it over to Binyamin only through the line of Bnei Rachel. Bnei Rachel is Tar Shabal Peh. Okay, these are just very interesting, these are general concepts, I think very important to understand. This breakup of the holidays, Shebichsav, Shabal Peh, Rachel, Leah, and Yosef and Yamin, and what is alluded to here in the Pasha. There's only one point I want to make, which I find to be very interesting, and which struck me when I saw this idea of the Chomesh Yodos and the Chomesh Chalifos Simolos. When you think about the two holidays, Chanukah and Purim, besides Chanukah relates more Adam L'Makom, Purim relates Adam Chavero, which one do you associate with Hester Panim? Hiddenness. Purim, right? Purim. V'Anochi, Aster Panai. There was no Beis HaMikdash. We were in Golus. We were on the verge of extermination. I went to be wiped out. And things were really bad. And all of a sudden, a miracle happens. Things turned around. Haman was killed. Wow, look at that. Chanukah, we were living in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't very pretty. We had a lot of problems. The Beis HaMikdash for 3 years was Shomeim, was defiled, there was no Korbanos being offered for 3 years, and it was not even in the control of Jewish people for 3 years. It was a Chorban within the land itself. But we don't think of it like that. We think, listen, we were in Eretz Yisrael, so we had a little problem. There were some problems in Eretz Yisrael. There were a couple of wars, Antiochus Sarasha, there were the Misyavnim, there were many Jews that converted, so to speak, to the lifestyle of the Yevonim, and they caused a lot of trouble for the Jews that were true to Klal Yisrael, to Yehadus. Alright, there was trouble. But we don't associate it with Hester Panim. If that's the case, and I would ask you to write the Torah, and I would ask you to put a remes to the miracle of Chanukah and the miracle of Purim in the two different events of Yosef, meaning with his brothers, where would you put Chanukah, where would you put Purim? I think the average person, including myself, would put a remes to the Yom Tov of Purim in Parshas Miketz. In Parshas Miketz, we're right in the middle of it. We're in the middle of Hester. The brothers don't know what's going on. The brothers are terrified. They go down to Mitzrayim to buy food. They return with the food. And all of a sudden, there's a goblet. There's the money. The money was taken away. And there's a whole conspiracy against them. And all of a sudden, the viceroy says, you know what, you're not going nowhere until you bring down your brother. I'm going to lock you up. And at least lock up Shimon, you go back to your father, you get me your brother, and then we'll do business. And Yaakov Avinu doesn't know what to do. Yaakov Avinu is pulling out his hair. And he's crying, and look at the tzar you've gotten me into. And now you're going to take away my other child, Binyamin. Who knows what's going to happen to me? It's bad enough what happened. We're dealing here during the greatest moment of Hester Panim. Yaakov Avinu has a very great ace tzar. The brothers are in an ace tzar. They're coming down in front of this person. They don't know who he is. And what does he do? Ulchulam nosan. And he presents them with portions. And Binyamin, he gives five portions. And what do the five portions allude to? Allude to the miracle of Hanukkah. What? We're in the middle of everything. We're holding now in the most intense moment of Hester Panim. And now you're alluding to the Yontif of Hanukkah? I would expect that at this moment of time, you want to be Meranes on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working behind the scenes to put everything into play. Everything should work out for the best. There should be a remes to the Yontif of Purim. And then, when we go to Parashas Vayigash, Ani Yosef, happy reunion. It's me, I'm your brother. Everything is going to be fine and good. Don't worry, tell your father to come down. Everything's going to be fine. The brothers are besimcha. I forgive you. Didn't forgive you, but they're all together. And now let me give you some presents. Oh, here are chamesh chalifa simolis. This is the Purim book. But here is the celebration. The holy Yontif of Purim is a recognition of the Hester Panim. Wouldn't you think it should be reversed? The remes, the Torah should have, Yosef should have done something to Binyamin, to be merames, concerning these two miracles in a way that captures the essence of the miracle in the proper setting. And it's just the opposite. At the time of Hester Panim, he's being merames in Hanukkah, and at the time of when there is no longer any Hester Panim, at the time of celebration, he's being merames on the miracle of Purim. It should be the reverse. It's a good kasha. I think it's a very good kasha. And I think this question forces us to take a new look at the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the way I've been brought up, I think most of us have been brought up, is the miracle of Hanukkah was, it's a celebration. We come to the Beis HaMikdash, we take back the Beis HaMikdash, clean out all of the Avodah Zarah, build a new Mizbeach, we dedicate the Mizbeach, and we light the menorah. There's only one flask of oil. It lasts 8 days. Celebration, wow, it lasts 8 days. Everything now is Shalom Al Yisrael. It's not true. Read the history. After the miracle of the Hanukkah oil, there were wars for another 25 years. Antiochus is still alive and kicking. He didn't die until much later. The five brothers of Matisyo, they have many battles yet to fight. And each one of these battles, one of the five brothers dies. There's a lot more to be done. The miracle of Hanukkah was right smack in the middle of a very difficult period of time. Purim is just the opposite. Purim, there was a very great intensification of Hester Panim. And then, at the end, everything worked out fine. Everything turned out to be, Haman was killed, the decree has been reversed, and now, in retrospect, we're able to understand how all of the events were all put into place in order to bring about the miracle. It's true. The miracle of Purim is all about Hester Panim. But it's all about being makir Hester Panim retroactively. Not b'shas, not while you're in it. When the Bnei Yisrael were suffering during the very difficult time of Purim, they weren't celebrating. They weren't saying, this is happening because of this, and this is because of this. It's only after it was over, you'll be able to understand how everything was in place after it was over. Hanukkah was an incredible inspiration. It was a miracle that happened in the middle of the Hester Panim. Here, Klal Yisrael are sinking. The Beis HaMikdash has been conquered. Many Jews have converted to become Misyavnim. And the Syrian Greeks are threatening our destruction from within. It couldn't be worse. And all of a sudden, there's a turning point. There's a turning point. There's a miracle. There's a battle. There's a major battle that takes place in the Har HaBayis. They take back the Beis HaMikdash, but there's a lot more to do. It's just a small turning point. It was a light in the middle of a great darkness, but they're still holding in the middle. And that miracle was an incredible source of inspiration to give them the ability to continue to fight and to continue to wage war to get to the very end, where they were able to establish their own dynasty, their own malchus, the malchus of the Hashmonaim, which would lead them for the next 100 years, whatever, 103 years, have the clouds will have autonomy in Eretz Yisrael. It was just the beginning. It was the middle of the darkness which took them a step further. Now it makes perfect sense. When you look at the story in the Torah in Parshas Vayigash, when Yosef is giving Binyamin Chomesh Chalifos Simolos, that's after the Tzara is over. No need to be afraid. I am Yosef, I am your brother, everything is going to be fine, Yaakov is going to come here, I'm going to sustain you. It's over. It's over. Now you can look back and you can reflect. Everything that was happening was all done with Hashgacha Pratis. Now I'm going to give you the Chomesh Chalifa Samalos. But when you look very carefully at what's taking place in Parshas Miketz, where Yosef is giving Binyamin the five portions, it's in the middle. And that's exactly what Chanukah is. Chanukah is a miracle. It's a miracle where within the Tzara itself, you're able to see the Yad Hashem. It's a higher madrega than Purim. Purim is a madrega where you're able to see the Yad Hashem after it's over, in retrospect. Chanukah is a miracle where within the darkness itself, you get that spark of inspiration. You can see the Yad Hashem working there for you. Mishas Maisa. That's a whole different way of looking at the miracle, of Chanukah. We mentioned the dreidel last week. One of the interpretations of the dreidel is Neis Gadol HaYasham. So some of the farshim say, this is a baffling thing. What's Neis Gadol HaYasham? What's the Sham? The time of Purim. At the time of Chanukah, they first were able to appreciate the Neis Gadol that took place Sham there in Bavel. That took place in Bavel at the time of Purim. Eretz Yisrael, according to this, they should have the dreidel should not be Neis Gadol HaYapo. It should be in Eretz Adrab, in Eretz Yisrael, the dreidel should say Neis Gadol HaYasham there in Bavel and Galus, that we were able to get through the miracle of why Dafkan Chanukah did they have a greater sense of appreciation for the miracle of Purim? Because Chanukah is in a higher madrega than Purim. Purim is only where you're able to see the Yad Hashem after it's over. After the Tzara comes to an end, in retrospect, now I understand, I saw the Yad Hashem. Chanukah, I'm able to see the Yad Hashem as I'm going through the Tzara. Now, when I can see the Yad Hashem as I'm going through the Tzara, I can better appreciate the miracle of Purim. Because when I only had the miracle of Purim, I was able to appreciate the Tzara after Purim was over. But now I have a deeper appreciation where I can actually see it as it was happening. Now it's too late, but when you relive it, if we were to relive, basically what they were saying is Neis Gadol HaYasham, if we were to relive the Purim episode now, we would relive it with a whole different outlook. While it would be happening and unfolding, we would be able to see the Yad Hashem currently in front of our face, and we would not have to wait until it's over to look back in retrospect, oh, now we understand why things happened. I think all of this can be extracted just by looking at these two simonim here in Parshas Miketz and Parshas Vayigash. So to sum up, most I told you really relevant is basically the holidays of the Moadim, the Moadim of the Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, Leah Rachel, Ben Adam Lamaka, Ben Adam Lachaveroi, all of these parallels between the biblical holidays and the rabbinic holidays, and Yosef and Binyamin are shaykh to the holidays of Chanukah and Purim, the Ramazim of Parshas Miketz, Parshas Vayigash, and a face value we think it should be reversed, but when you look deeper, we really get to know and do appreciation of what the two holidays are, and it brings out this idea that Chanuk is Nahayim Adreilin Purim, to see the Yad Hashem B'Shas Tzara, and that gives a great appreciation of Purim, Neis Kedol HaYasham in Purim. If we were to relive the miracle of Purim now, we'll be able to see the Yad Hashem as we're going through the horrors of Purim, not waiting until it was over to look back at the miracle of Purim in retrospect.